Hello, kids. Welcome to the Torture Half Hour.
It's Miffy after midnight.
We do not kink shame.
I know we don't.
Dick move, God, dick move.
I think this might be our last ever podcast. This is, what number is this? It's the final.
It's a good number.
This was a good one to end on. No one has ever looked that guilty. I will be auditioning for new co-hosts starting next week.
Welcome, one and all, the Patreon. We love you. Welcome, welcome to yet another After Midnight.
And you got the word right.
I did.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, you know, it's only 1 in 30 that I get it right.
It's a blue moon.
Oh, that's me. So
Mercury is in Uranus.
I knew it felt a burning.
It is in retrograde, I guess, people have been telling me a lot. And I'm really trying to hold myself back from explaining what I know about what that means, which is nothing, that it means nothing, that it just appears to have switched direction. But it's an optical illusion.
It's from the time before we caught a brain.
Yeah. So that is the problem with doing these shows sometimes, is that it gives me a lot of useless information that I then can use to be even more of a freaking know-it-all, which is, it's not a good look for me. So I gotta...
We try to be helpful assholes, but mostly we just end up being assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well. So you should all be on the up and up and aware of what we're fucking doing today, so let's just get the fuck on with it.
The Thunderdome of Ideas!
And this is the most iconic moments in movie history, so scenes that really stand out to us and that have kind of infiltrated the pop culture, or at least maybe infiltrated our own brains and we can't get them out.
Yeah, I have just some immediate ones that are just sort of no shit Sherlock ones.
There are some that are huge but don't resonate with me. I'll give you one. Like, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Well, yeah.
Frankly, my dear, don't give a damn about that movie. It's fine. I've seen it a number of times.
I've not seen it.
It's a good movie. It's real long.
Yeah.
It's a cool character. It's a cool moment where he's just kind of like laying the smackdown on someone that really needed to be told off.
Mm.
So it's very satisfying.
Mm. I would counter with I Am Your Father.
I guess. It's not a huge deal for me, but there might even be more iconic moments.
You're talking about infecting the zeitgeist. Like, it's been used in almost every show ever.
Pop culture-wise, yes.
Yeah.
Someone is mentioning, Llama said, the Star Wars, the ship. Like, there's basically in every Star Wars movie, there's always some, like, ship.
A slow pass ship,
eclipses the camera, right, in the beginning.
Or goes past it at a very slow rate of speed, right.
It's like a Star Destroyer, right?
Right. And then there's also the quote-unquote iconic crawling of the text into the distance, and like Spaceballs fucked with that, and like.
You know. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right that from Star Wars, if we're going to pick a Star Wars moment, it's "I know I am your father," which I think is the actual quote.
Yeah, you killed my father. No, I am your father.
There's a couple that have to do with fathers, because My Name is Inigo Montoya.
Yep,
is also on my list.
Her place. Yep.
The problem that I'm running into with this, though, is I think we could do a whole other episode. Have we done a movie quotes episode?
We did. We did.
Because a lot of these moments are sort of, it's because of the quote.
Right.
And so I don't know if maybe we want to focus on the visual element.
Okay. Well, then.
Because No, I Am Your Father is, well, I guess he is like hanging on for dear life on it.
And he just got his hand cut off?
He's an amputee.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. There are problems in the scene.
And he's like got the arm outstretched and the. It's very...
I just took this from you.
Yeah.
And I'm your dad.
Look at what you don't have anymore. Isn't it like a Mitch Hedberg? Like, this thing's useful.
Yeah. Also, a Bill Hicks line. It's just, what do you just dance up to people in fucking wheelchairs? Hey, old Ironside, what's the matter?
So I think that's the only thing that we're going to run into is like, are these famous quotes or are they famous moments? And what is the difference and what's the distinction there? But I'm going to put both of those on the list for now.
Mm-hmm.
I would say some of the ones that maybe are just really, really visual and great and even silent. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Indiana Jones shoots the swordsman.
Yep. That's, I just love that that scene came about because he's just too fucking had too much food sickness to fucking fuck with it.
Yeah, it wasn't improvised, but I think it was right before the shot. They were like, well, I'm not going to be able to. He couldn't do the thing. He couldn't do the battle.
He's like, why wouldn't I just shoot him, George?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are throwing out the gunfight at the end of True Romance, says Pug. I don't even remember that movie.
Oh, wow. No, actually, that is... I said a lot of lines from True Romance, and nobody knows that movie. It's so weird that that's such an unknown movie to a lot of people. I mean, never has a man so feared a corkscrew. But yeah, I mean, the gunfight at the end is pretty iconic in the sense that, like, the Italians take out the cops, take out the bodyguards, and yeah, it's all a thing.
Hmm. If we're talking just visuals,
uh-huh.
or at least no dialogue,
right?
I have some great ones. And
let's hear it.
So the first few minutes of Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I don't know, because maybe it's not enough of a moment. It's more of a long scene, extended
no,
scene.
No, but that is, it's iconic because, at least to me, because I don't know how many of you in the chat can empathize or can, you know, feel the same way. But if you had an old dad who you went with through that movie like I did, he burst into tears because he had family members who, like, you know, were part of that war. His father was a medic in World War II in Europe. That's real for an entire generation. So yeah, just that Steven Spielberg did it well is good.
A few others that people are mentioning and are on my list. Negoth mentioned the first dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, and we've talked about that scene many times.
Yeah, that's iconic as feck.
Maybe more the first T-Rex moment. The like, where's the goat? And then like
humph.
The foot comes down.
No, there's humph.
Because
the goat, remember, because that's before it happens. So the goat goes back down the gullet. And then the claw goes on the thing and drags down.
Right, drags down the electric. Yeah. Those two moments for sure, either just the size of the dinosaurs, the like brontosauri or whatever they are, and then the T-Rex to me is what really always hits.
Oh, yeah.
Someone also mentioned the When Harry Met Sally fake orgasm scene. Yep.
Yep.
I'll have what she's having has become, again, it's a quote
that
has infiltrated the consciousness. We're just going to throw all these out there, and then the hardest part is going to be the narrowing down, because so many of these are good. Like, for instance, I think one of the most iconic moments in movie history, and again, dialogue-free, maybe even sound-free, is the slow-motion walk in Reservoir Dogs. Just the
That is infiltrated every single movie, but that's actually, that walk came from The Right Stuff. The first movie that did that slow, like, heroic walk-up thing was The Right Stuff.
The movie was The Right Stuff before Reservoir Dogs?
It's called The Right Stuff Walk.
Huh.
When the hero moves towards the camera in a slow motion, that's The Right Stuff Walk.
Interesting. I do remember. I saw The Right Stuff when I was a kid. But yeah, it's the astronaut walk. Yep. Interesting. So yeah, those were some of my favorite sort of non-verbal.
Yeah.
And then some of the moments that don't necessarily have like a catch line, but still had dialogue and really stuck with me. Like the speech in Braveheart before he... You know, the like, I don't even remember how it all goes, but you know, they can take away your blah, 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 but they can't take away your freedom.
That's the end line, but there's like, what will you do without freedom?
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
And he's going back and forth on the horse, and like, it's very rousing.
It is.
I was ready to go fight the British.
Go moon some people, maybe get a crossbow bolt in my arse.
Sure. Yeah. There are some other ones that stick in my head, just aesthetically. Blade Runner, Tears in the Rain, the very end.
Yeah.
With Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
Great moment.
When he describes like seeing fire in space and blah, like all the things that I've seen.
Things he's seen because he's going to die. And kind of hits you.
Yeah.
Other ones that sort of hit me in a more, less melancholy way and kind of a more horrific way. Seven, like what's in the box?
Oh, yeah. I mean, pick any scene in Seven. Like he made me wear it.
Visuals.
That sentence. Sweet fuck.
Yeah, a lot of visuals that kind of haunted my dreams in that movie.
Yeah.
And let's see what people are talking about. The Lion King? What was in The Lion King?
I mean, Hakuna Matata.
June said, I didn't even think about that, from Jurassic Park. So many good ones. Clever Girl.
Yeah.
Jurassic
Park. Clever Girl.
But again, I think these are more lines than moments. Nathan said the long live the king scene from The Lion King. Is that when he throws him off the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some great TikToks of like parents recreating that, like throwing their kids into a ball pit.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Let's see. I've got a few more on my list. I have a bunch on my list. Probably one of my favorites. I don't know how you feel about this movie, but I love Spinal Tap and Stonehenge. The tiny Stonehenge monument coming down, being in danger of being trod upon by a dwarf. Famously. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I Am Iron Man. You know, Iron Man, I was trying to figure out a visual one.
I mean, it's the easiest one is the first time the yellow and red mask, when he finally got the final one and it snaps down over his head.
Mm.
That's iconic as balls. That even became the front, like on the old DVD menu, that was the menu thing.
It right.
Shut down on the menu.
Yeah.
So like that would be a good one. There's also
the finger snap, the Thanos finger snap, where Holland. Particularly Holland. Yeah,
Spidey's exit was rough.
Mm-hmm. It's a great moment in movie history where they just killed off all the heroes or half the heroes.
a goodly sum of the heroes.
Yeah. And you knew they were coming back, but
yeah.
It still was emotionally impactful.
Yeah. Ooh, or when they finally let Avengers Assemble slip. That was just fucking amazing to see all of them spread out in that final battle.
Oh, that was good, yeah.
So, I still get tingles. I'm still getting goosebumps. I fucking love that scene.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that after this show.
Yeah, so Ed Lama just mentioned that. The Avengers Assemble line when everyone comes out of the portals. People are talking about Titanic, too. The I'm flying.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the I'm the King of the World?
Yeah, I'm the King of the World. No, the I'm the King of the World is with Jack. The I'm flying, Jack, hold me. Is when it's her and Jack.
Oh, okay. Are you not entertained from Gladiator? So these
again,
more lines.
More lines. Although it does, I do love that he throws the sword into the fucking stands.
Mm-hmm.
Like those things were so heavy and so sharp. If it hit anybody, they lost something.
We're gonna need a bigger boat. Again, still feels like
still
a line.
Line
Jaws,
but it's also the first time that the shark jumps out at the main character.
Okay.
So it's paired with an iconic moment.
Mm-hmm. I also don't like that movie, so it's
I know.
I'm always biased against it, and I am 50% of the podcast, so you're kind of fucked on that one. Let's see.
You are not 50% of the podcast. You are 50% of the hosts, sir. They are the podcast.
Fair enough. The anal rape in Deliverance?
Yikes. Although I would counter that with the anal rape in American X.
Or Pulp Fiction. A lot of great
pick your anal rape.
So many
iconic anal rape scenes.
Where do you even go? So many good ones.
Probably up the ass, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was a short sample of a much longer episode from our spinoff podcast, After Midnight. The most recent full episode is always available for free in our Discord, where you can also suggest topics and vote for topics for our regular Miffy episodes. And the entire catalog of After Midnight shows and live stream videos is available on our Patreon, which also includes some bonus episodes and other benefits like discounts on merch and the ability to chat and interact during live streams. And maybe more importantly, Patreon is what keeps this show afloat. So the link to both our Discord and Patreon are easily accessible via the show notes. Just scroll down in whatever podcast app you're listening to right now. So we really hope you join our Discord, and if you're able to, become a patron of the show. Either way, thank you so much for being an insomniac. Thank you for helping to build the Midnight Masses. Knowledge is power. You know the rest.